You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On the first segment of the Cooligans, you're listening to the Cooligans, by the way. Oh, my God, we're talking so much MLS. Tata Martino, he's now the coach at Atlanta. He was the coach of Barca. He was the coach of Argentina. And now Atlanta, perfect. Always going up, always getting better. Los Angeles Galaxy versus Seattle Sounders. Sounders beasting because of Jordan Morris. We got Columbus versus New England. NYCFC beasting on Chicago Fire. Toronto FC Union, they drew. But you know what? Couple good goals.
Also, in segment number two, we're talking Sam Allardyce. Allardyce gay. Allardyce is gone from the English the English men's national team. So he was in office for what?
One match.
67 days. Not really much time to do anything. So we'll talk. We'll get into that.
Except be corrupt.
Manchester United against the champions Leicester City. Absolutely demolished Leicester City. They do not look like the Leicester City of last season. Arsenal also defeats Chelsea 3-0. Unbelievable. We didn't expect such incredible form out of Arsenal, and Everton loses again, but we try to gloss over that very quickly.
In the Cooligans Corner, we talk about Dempsey. We talk about Bob Bradley. Is he going to the three lines? Who knows? We also talk about who out there is being a real Dick Buckingham. And also, we're talking about FIFA 17. Download it and play. We're about to. All that and more on this episode of the Cooligans.
This is Jack Harrison from NYCFC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Yeah, everybody. I know. Listen, you're going to listen to the Cooligans. It's coming right up real quick. We want to talk to you guys about our sponsor. Huge help. You would help the Cooligans so much. We're not asking you guys for money. We're not asking you for anything. All we ask is that you buy some new underwear.
Yeah, you need some new underwear. You know you need it.
Come on, homie. I can smell you from here. You know what I can't smell is the underwear that I've been wearing for 36 hours. You can't smell it because Mack Weldon, super, super clean. I don't know what space age technology they have in this underwear, but it's absolutely amazing. Not only does it not smell after wearing it for a long time, and this is me, big sweaty dude, it also is the most comfortable pair of underwear I've ever put on in my entire life.
Yeah, I just ended up playing, you know, like 60 minutes of soccer the other day, and my underwear smells amazing. I know I shouldn't probably be smelling underwear because that's super weird, but yeah. You got to make sure the product works.
But see, Christian Polanco went around and smelled everyone's underwear, and who smelled the best out of everyone you smelled?
Clearly mine.
Your own.
By far.
Very intrusive. But listen, if you want 20% off, because, like, I mean, these are great underwear, we want to give you guys a discount, use the word Cooligans. Please go to Mack Weldon, MackWeldon.com, and use Cooligans, COOLIGANS, and you will get yourself 20% off, and it will tell Mack Weldon, hey, Cooligans fans like to wear clean underwear. They like to buy our underwear. We should continue to sponsor Cooligans podcast, and that will give us a lot more money to be able to do all the cool things that you guys like that we do and some more. So right now, we're going to go right into our first segment right now. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Cooligans here, everybody. Yeah. Crashing in.
Stuff falling all over the place. Quit kicking it. What is it? Is it mine or yours?
It's yours.
Oh,
it's
great. Yours. Then break it. Break whatever the hell it might possibly be.
You have a little garbage bin.
That's right. A little garbage bin. Perfect for you to kick. This is the episode. We start. Polanco's breaking stuff in my apartment.
Let people know that we are rowdy group.
Yeah. Invite us to your place. We're going to trash your stuff.
Yeah. This, Cooligans are basically any Onyx song. Yeah. You know, that's what we're like.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, MOP came to mind, but my favorite Onyx song is Throw Your Guns in the Air and Wave Them Like You Just Don't Care.
That's right.
Does anybody want to be in the club when that song comes on or at a concert? No. The answer is no. How much security do you have? The whole audience is security.
Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. Yeah. We are your favorite comedians who host a soccer podcast.
Yeah, we're the only ones. I don't care what y'all say. Stop sending us those links. We're the only ones. And let me tell you something. We're fans, and we've talked about this on another podcast. You know, we love the world. We love football across the world. We love soccer across the world. But boy, oh boy, this MLS season. Everything from what's happening in the season, the games themselves, news coming out about what's going to happen next season. Everything is just, it's so exciting.
It really is, just another example of American exceptionalism.
All right. Still in debate mode over here.
we just finished watching the debates, and we're still aligning our political affiliations.
I was going to say, and you're still thinking about American exceptionalism after that debate, but we're not here to talk politics.
It's MLX exceptionism. I
like it.
It works.
All right. Coining it. I like it. Take that. ML exceptionalism.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. I think the only bad news in American soccer is if you're an NASL fan.
Yeah.
Because although it doesn't look like, I think everyone was spelling out potential doom. It looks like there's someone who's ready to buy the, there's two local academies that are going to buy the Fort Lauderdale Strikers.
Yeah, so you know, I haven't dug up all the details of this, but I mean, it just seems like this is another soccer league in America that cannot, you know, sustain itself. I mean, there's barely any money in MLS. And
I disagree with you. I think there's a lot of money, but the only reason people are buying into it now is because, one, you don't pay that much for players at the moment, and, you know, yeah, maybe not a lot of people are here just yet to watch the games. There's obviously an intense amount of potential.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, you're buying it as a future investment, you know? And if you're a local, you know, academy or youth club, you want nothing more than to have a potential road for professional time, you know, and professional minutes and, you know, action for your youth play. So this is a great opportunity. And I think the big fear is what, you know, a lot of teams are leaving. I think that's the big fear. Ottawa Fury, which obviously is very successful. They look like they're leaving. They're going to start their own. I think they're actually moving to USL, but Canada starting the Canadian Premier League.
This is all very jumbled and confusing.
A lot of stuff happening.
Because it sort of seems like the lower leagues in the lower tiered leagues in American soccer cannot survive unless there's promotion or relegation. I mean, because if there isn't a big club,
right,
that gets relegated and still has a fan base to basically share some money amongst the other teams, how can it really work?
Well, that's the question. Like, you know, do you need promotion and relegation? Your lower league, clubs are going to say, yeah, obviously, because if there was a chance to go to the top level,
exactly,
we'd be doing better as a whole. And then you have everyone else who says, no, look, if you have a closed system, look how successful MLS is and it's making money. So that argument's going to go back and forth. And, you know, I really don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
No, it's not even about having that debate, but
but you get the argument. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. The frustrating part is that when it comes to any soccer across the world, there has to be a pipeline from, your youth and younger players and lower leagues and a high quality of sort of, the lower leagues have to have high quality so that those players can make it to the top tier. But if there's teams leaving one league and going into another and just bouncing around and financially they don't know how they're going to keep existing, it's going to affect the product at the top tier.
Yeah, and I think Charles Boehm, I'm not sure who pronounced his name, wrote a great article, and I can't remember who he wrote it for, but, you know, Google it. It's about, you know, sort of the youth setup and how American youth are now sort of starting to turn that corner. We're out of the previous era. Guys like Pulisic and other guys are on their way up, and it talks about these payments that you make towards the academies and how MLS refuses to do it, that's a big, big issue. But what MLS is doing right now is having some incredible run up to the playoffs.
They are.
And look, you know, we don't think it's perfect, and obviously soccer in America isn't perfect, but is it fun? Is it exciting?
Where is soccer perfect? Is there some place where it's absolutely flawless?
In our hearts. yeah, you're right. It's not perfect elsewhere, and I know that it's maybe better and certain things are different elsewhere, but you know what? There is so much exciting stuff happening. Do I have to say one more time before we start talking about it? I mean, so much. I mean, first of all, if you're an Atlanta fan, that ball hasn't been kicked.
This is huge. Atlanta United will be starting their first campaign next season.
Yes.
And they already have their head coach. I don't even know if they have any players yet. I think
they did sign one or two.
One or two.
And apparently that dude from Mexico, I can't remember, Cuadrado. I mean, he's...
it's not Cuadrado.
Cuadrado is
Guardado.
Guardado.
Yeah, Cuadrado is the Colombian who plays that.
Guardado seems to be, I mean, really close to signing as their first DP.
But the big news just today, Atlanta United signing signing their head coach, Tata Martino.
I don't know if you might remember him as being the coach of the Argentinian national team. And if you go back a little bit further, Barcelona, handpicked by Messi. It's true.
Yeah, that was
the guy Messi wanted.
Yeah, I mean, look,
he didn't last very long, but he was handpicked by Messi.
Is this the biggest signing for a manager in MLS?
I feel like
it's fairly safe to say.
I remember Ruud Gullit when he came in. He was a big deal, but that ended terribly.
Mm-hmm.
He's very anti the rules of MLS. He thinks that it's anti-soccer, and you know, he would have been better if he was able to buy whoever he wanted. Yeah, we all would.
Yeah.
We all would.
Yeah, if it was FIFA Ultimate Team, we would all be just perfectly fine.
And you found a big old gift card on the floor, and you could have as many coins as you wanted. Yeah, you'd have the best team. That's not the way it works. We got budgets, man.
Yeah, so this is pretty wild. And I think the success of Patrick Vieira sort of is a good example for bringing in more foreign coaching and a sort of a different ideology.
Because I agree.
I mean, you know, it was obviously controversial when Jason Christ was fired. After one season.
Probably going to get fired soon in Orlando. Yeah, well, it's not going well. It's not going well at all.
Yeah, I mean, he has to make it to the playoffs to hopefully keep his job. For a second season? I mean, it's bad. They should, whatever. I mean, the poor bastard.
Imagine he gets fired for not making the playoffs. He's like, what is it with all of you people?
Why are you guys obsessed with the playoffs all of a sudden?
Also, why am I getting this phone call from Dubai? It's the same guys. CFG fires him again. We had so much fun the first time we fired you.
This is pretty exciting. This is kind of cool that there's a...
Do you think he's going to stay? He has no idea what he's walking into. Do you think he's ever heard of TAM or GAM? As soon as someone explains to him general allocation money, Tata's like, ta-ta.
Pero boludo, ¿qué
hablas? ¿Qué hablas usted?
¿Qué es TAM?
¿Qué es GAM? ¿Qué es eso?
This is going to be... I'm excited just
You know what it's going to be? Remember that video we posted of the four guys screaming at the screen?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
that. It's going to be that, but it's just going to be Tata. He's going to be holding that stupid little stuffed bear, shaking it at the screen. He's on the phone with Messi. Messi, ¿qué crees?
Anybody who could manage Barcelona and is now in the MLS, the presumption is they're going to bring some sort of the tactics, some sort of style.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Some sort of that flair. That's the hope.
No,
I mean,
you're wrong. That's not happening.
He's not going to bring any of that.
I believe so hard in the American player, and I think Atlanta is ripe with youth that'll be ready to play, a lot of space to play. He's coming in at the right time. Maybe a few years early for that. Sure. No. If he took over Boca, they wouldn't be able to play that style right away. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, what is wrong with people? This is a great hire if you're Atlanta. Look at all of they already sold, 20,000 plus season tickets? Mm-hmm. Great. Good for you. This is going to sell even more. Absolutely. Atlanta is a very international city. All of those Spaniards that might be living there, Barcelona fans, Catalans that are happen to be there, they're all going to buy season tickets. Absolutely. And then as soon as the ball's kicked, they'll be like, but okay. So, we're going to be like, what the hell's happening?
I would hope I don't see Tiki.
I don't see Taka. Did we sign any of those two guys?
I would hope they don't expect that immediately with an expense. Team.
They're gonna.
But we
lived through an expansion season that wasn't great.
It wasn't great, but...
And remember, they were supposed to play the CFG, the city way, which is, you know, a Barca light.
But it is going to be, you know, Tata Martino is going to introduce the culture to these players. So the hope is that he sort of, the foundation is something exciting, something cool.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he brings in an academy leader because they already have an academy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he brings in an academy leader that plays his style, which he actually doesn't play tiki-taka. He plays a much more direct version of tiki-taka. It's still a high line, if I remember correctly, from his Barca days, because I wasn't a big fan of, I think he was like a Paraguayan national team. Newell's Old Boys, maybe.
Yeah, that's what he was.
So, you know, and I think that's where Messi's actually from, is Newell's. Okay. He was, you know, people think he's a Boca or a River guy. He was out in Newell's. But maybe, you know, he likes to play a slightly more direct version of Tiki Taka. He's not just about, you know, a 4-6-0, you know, like a false nine. He likes to play a bit more direct, which I think fits the MLS pretty well, you know, and it's something that, excuse me, Pep is doing over in City, actually. He's not playing full total football. And I know a lot of, you know, people, a lot of tactic fans are going to say, well, he also did the same thing in Bayern. He played a much more direct style, a much more vertical, not a horizontal version of Tiki Taka. Sure, you know, I think you're all right. But if he brings that, that's going to fit really well. And I bet you Pep is going to, you know, change the culture in City enough that that's going to change it at NYCFC. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to see that. And maybe those will be the two competing teams to play, quote unquote, a more beautiful football, a more total football, a less cynical football. But I mean, you know, he's going to walk in and he's going to be like, super draft, you know,
it's going to be,
he's like, I don't drink beer. No, they're like, no. That's where you pick players from college. They don't play. They don't play in the academy. We can't sign our own academy players because of a cap.
He's going to be like,
take the cap off.
What's college?
But yeah, college. A collage. You put a bunch of pictures together. Yes. Of us winning the cup. And also he's going to be like, CONCACAF champion. I have to go to Honduras. Yeah, he's like Costa Rica.
I mean, look, it at the very least, it's a big splash. It's a big signing. Obviously, it gets a lot of attention on Atlanta.
Yeah,
and look for the MLS,
newsworthy. It's amazing
for the MLS product. You know, I'm all for it. I think it's going to be exciting.
You think the Telegraph is going to release a video of him talking to Chinese and fake Chinese investors? And he's like, yeah, third part of the ownership in MLS is okay. And then he gets fired right away.
Yeah, maybe he'll be the one to like take down all the MLS rules.
Yeah, oh my God, that would be great. That would be awesome.
All right, in MLS this week, there's just a bunch of great games. And obviously, look, those teams in that sort of playoff push. The people trying to get in, some of the teams that are just trying to get better sort of positioning. All these games are exciting, and there's obviously still a lot to play for.
Yeah.
So
speaking of that, LA Galaxy versus Seattle Sounders.
LA Galaxy, Seattle Sounders.
This was the game for LA to win and seal it up, and Seattle knocked out of the playoffs. Dempsey can relax.
Yeah.
Get his heart in order. Did not happen. Did not go to plan.
That's right. Jordan Morris had something to say about that.
Yeah, Jordan Morris is like, you think I'm a bust, Cooligans? Watch what I'm going to do. Watch what I'm going to do.
Jordan Morris had a brace. Seattle won 4-2.
I mean, what he did to Stairs.
To Stairs.
No, it's Stairs.
Well, that's not how they pronounce it on television.
I heard Stairs. All right. Well, then Stairs.
Yeah.
What he did to Stairs.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Dude, there's no coming back from that. If you didn't see it, there was a long ball sort of. It was him versus Stairs. Stairs, perfect positioning.
Yeah,
it looked like Stairs was just going to send it back to the keeper. But Jordan Morris was young man no more.
Yeah.
He took his arm and he slightly pushed Stairs back. And then he turned on the afterburners. He hit the Nas button on every Fast and Furious movie you've ever seen. And he just took off, and he with the outside of the wrong foot.
There's no such thing a wrong or right foot.
Yeah, but he did it with the outside of his right foot.
Yeah,
yeah, around the keeper the other way, the opposite way, essentially.
Yeah, to the far post.
Yeah, and Tarenta, Zanenta. There's a term for that style of goal. Whatever it was a goal. Also, yeah, it was amazing.
It was especially how calm he was, because we've seen him at the beginning of the season. Right. He was sort of struggling.
The anti Mendoza.
That's right. So he was very. I think maybe with Dempsey being out this time, I think he's embracing like who else is going to do it? I mean, that's just Lodeiro is great, and obviously he's made a huge difference.
Lodeiro's great.
But he's not going to just bury them. He's not a forward. So he needs someone to get the ball to who's going to be sort of confident up front. And Morris in this game, I mean, look, if Seattle lost that match, yeah, their playoff chances are basically done.
Yeah, they're done.
But now they're only 3 points back.
I think they have a game in hand, don't they?
And they have two games in hand.
I mean, anything can happen. If you're Seattle, this is what you want.
That's right. And Portland Timbers are in sixth with 41 points. Seattle, 38. So, yeah, it's not, you know, it's
they still have, Portland's court.
All that. I mean, they lost. They just lost to Houston, which was. Yeah. You know, they Houston is the worst team in the league, and yeah, that's a team. You know, it's a game you should win. But they weren't so lucky. So, but you know, I was very, very impressed with Morris in general. It was cool to see.
This was his coming out, yeah, right? This seemed like the questions and you know, we had it when we had Matt Pence on. You know, we talked about, is he a bust? And we were ready to call him a bust. I think more you than anyone else. I was like, give him a chance.
Yeah. You're the reasonable one.
Yeah. If you look back, I think you'll see. If you do the math, I'm the reasonable one. But we were both calling him kind of a bust, you know, and then can that change? And that was before the Dempsey injury. And then Dempsey gets injured. And the big question was, can he put this team on his back? He has done that and then some. It seems he has shed the rookie like sort of look and the rookie feel and the rookie name. That asterisk isn't there anymore. This is his team.
Yeah, it does feel that way at this moment. I think it's still a lot to ask. And look, and Dempsey might be back soon. There's
a shot that he's back.
There's a shot. I mean, obviously he's dealing with
just carrying around an IV with him and a defibrillator. It's really slowing him down, but he's got
he has an irregular heartbeat and yeah. so that's, it's a weird thing because
an irregular rhyme style. Stop releasing hip hop tracks. Deuce.
Yeah, it's all related to his heartbeat. Yeah, because
that's the problem. Too much boom bap.
The rhythm yeah. is not there.
Well, your heartbeat is electrical, right? It all makes sense.
And it's interesting because this is similar to like the Chris Bosh, injury is not really the word, like sort of the ailment that he's dealing with.
Right.
It's not a regular sports injury where they can just talk about publicly.
Right.
So they have to be very, very discreet.
HIPAA laws for sure,
and stuff like
yeah.
that. So it's like, we don't really know.
That's a good, I'd never thought about that.
We
point.
Don't really know how he is or if he'll come back, when he'll come back, or how serious it really is. But it seems like they're talking about him coming back soon.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm being honest, it seems as though the team has found, you know, just like Morris did, another gear. They found another level. I honestly don't think they need Dempsey back. Look, it'd be great to have that depth, you know, for when they get in the playoffs, if they do. But I honestly don't think they need it. Why change what's working right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're still in seventh place. I mean, with Dempsey.
With Dempsey, they were what?
No, they were.
Oh, I was going to say, were they better?
Dempsey was out, you know, for Copa America. There were a lot of reasons why he wasn't around. So I don't want to solely say it's him.
And I don't think he makes the team worse, but it's not like they were in first place with them.
But if I'm in seventh place and it's down to the last game, and I have the opportunity to have Clint Dempsey on my squad, I'm picking him first. You know?
Okay. I don't know. I say you ride the hot hand. You know, maybe I'm just too much of a crap shooter.
Yeah, maybe. Next up in MLS.
Which, by the way, is Morris. I'm saying go with Morris in case you didn't get it.
Yeah. He puts up two goals. What a waste.
Yeah. Get him out of there. Ozzie Alonso's goal.
Yeah, pretty badass. Have him on my fantasy. That was pretty exciting.
Were you?
Yeah, he never scores. That's not really what he does.
It's not what he does.
But that was a good goal.
You're pretty far back there. Who cares what happens in your fantasy?
I have no real shot.
Yeah, you're pretty mid-table in both leagues, actually.
No, I'm like bottom of the table in
that's
Premier
right,
League.
Fantasy. Ugh, Premier League.
Next up, Columbus.
I'm in second place in both, by the way.
Okay, obviously I had to mention that. Columbus Crew against the New England Revolution. The Battle of the Kais.
Yeah, no, the Kamaras.
The Kamaras.
It's Kamara versus Kamara.
Yeah.
Who will Kamara this?
UFC
with the best record.
UFC 212.
Yeah. We only have to say the name once with a little two at the end of it. I say everyone in the world who loves MLS just said Ola to Ola Kamara because he has introduced himself. This is so bad.
Oh my goodness.
That was so bad. Oh, I loved every second of it, though.
Yes, the New England Revolution go to MAPFRE in Columbus. And this was obviously a big game for Kai Kamara.
Yeah, they say coming back.
And the whole story, and obviously a lot of drama.
It's very heartfelt. You know, the mascots, those kids they bring out with them at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kissed the kid in the forehead and he shook his head. Like he was holding a baby. Like he's such a.
Was he running for office?
Yeah, he's shaking hands. He played in a suit and an America pin the entire time. Why he didn't score. But he's bringing back assists. He, you know, it's there's something about him that it for everyone else, for when they do that, I think they're being fake. But he's such a heartwarming guy. He seems like he's a pretty like community based guy. Like, I don't know, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he doesn't. I think during the trade and just sort of during that difficult time when they didn't know what they were gonna do with Guy, especially with, you know, the arguments that Higuain and Kai were having. He seems like a fairly, you know, he seems like he's just a forward. He's a scorer. He wants to win. And
Going after too much? Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, I think he wasn't being well received. Like, because to me,
some booed him.
Yeah, he doesn't really come off as a guy who's like just a total dick. No. You know?
And you know what? Even really nice guys can be kind of tough when they're out on the pitch, you know? I think we all know Cristiano Ronaldo is a really great guy off the pitch. On the pitch, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's like, look, same thing with like the best of players. You know, Jordan, he wasn't the most liked.
Oh, he's terrible on and off. Jordan.
But he's so.
Are you talking about Morris or Michael? Because if you're talking about Michael, he was garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage all over the place. Got his dad killed from gambling. Come on now. Your bets. I'm really mad I never got a parade as a Knicks fan, so I don't care.
Wow, I'm like, I really brought out a lot of...
Oh, I hate Michael
just
Jordan.
Just mentioning his name.
Yeah. I only bought one pair of Jordans, and it was a gift.
But Columbus left with a 2-0 victory. And look, a very feisty...
I mean, that wasn't even a 2-0 victory. That was a outstanding sort of plant your flag in the middle of someone else's territory.
To me, it's almost like, where's Columbus been all season? Where has that crew?
Merrim seemed like he's off his game, and he had some moments that were kind of questionable during this match, but guys like Ethan Finley are so good. I know Higuain's been injured, so that explains why he hasn't been around, and obviously would have been very different if he was there. But you know, dude, Ola Kamara. How many Kamaras does his club have? I think we've said that already, actually. there's an academy of Kamaras.
Yeah, and we were talking about how they just grow right out.
Yeah, they grow. That's right. You know, we got another Kamara springing up in case Ola breaks his ankle. But I mean, Ola Kamara said, I mean, say hello to the world, dude. I mean, yeah, that was an incredible, incredible match. Kind of boring up front. Seemed like everyone was kind of tentative. And then as soon as the scoring started, they really took over that match.
Yeah, they did look, it was surprising because New England, like we watched the NYCFC against New England, 2-3 weeks ago.
And they were great.
And they seemed like, they legitimately seemed like, this team, if they make it to the playoffs, this might, team might be a real threat.
Well, think of their team. You got Kamara, you got Fagundes, you got Agudelo, you got Lee Wynn, you got even Teal Bunbury sitting on the bench. I mean, you got, that's five players, that's stacked already.
But Columbus really looked like they just sort of had their number. And I think it really has to do with Kai coming back. I mean, I don't know what else could have sort of inspired them to play so much better than they normally do.
You could tell Kai was forcing his way into a lot of those plays. He was really going out of his way to try to draw some of those balls in his direction. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to score so bad. And part of me feels bad. I mean, you do what you have to do. If they moved him, it wasn't really his choice. So, you know, there was nothing he can do. I don't think he plays the villain here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There was a controversial call at the end with the Kamara penalty.
Right.
That, I mean, have you seen a softer penalty call? I mean, it was really, really bad.
You want the home fans to hate you even more? hopefully he would have done was scored and not celebrated. And I think that would have made everything okay.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
Yeah. It was just a shoulder to shoulder. Kamara was going for the ball, yes, but he didn't have like the best positioning.
Right.
But the fact that any ref would call something that soft is, I mean, pretty surreal. And also, like, the linesman could have seen it as well, maybe debated it or something like that. But it just seemed, it was such a poor, poor call. Columbus deserved to win that game, but that second goal, it was just absurd to me.
Yeah. I mean, look, I look back at that and you could tell that he is, it's a penalty. I mean, maybe it is soft, but that's a penalty. You know what I mean? You can't knock the guy down and expect that you're not going to get that call, especially if you don't touch the ball, especially if you're not even going for the ball.
Maybe.
You can't go through the player to get to the ball, unfortunately.
Sure.
But I agree with you.
Yeah,
I
think it still seems... So,
the way the MLS is you know, reffed and officiated, I would have expected that not to be called.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely didn't dive. He not at all, but
he may have embellished how bad of a hit it was.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, it was like a fair ball to go after and to put some contact on the player to go
for.
Can't
do that in the box, though, man.
Yeah, it seems like, all right, maybe. If it's that strict, it's that strict. But yeah.
Look, I'm saying that knowing it's never really called that way. That might have been one of the few handful of times that it's been called that way this season.
Well, we're seeing even like in the Premier League, they in the box, especially during corners and free kicks where they don't want any tugging or pulling.
Yeah.
But we saw maybe I think in the first or second game of the season where Raheem Sterling got that foul call in the box.
Right.
When he was like, I mean, literally he was face guarding, you know, like in the NFL, that's like you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to just, you're supposed to go for the ball. You're supposed to look at the ball and actually make a real attempt, not solely just stare at the player and just make sure that they don't get the
ball. React how the player's reacting.
Exactly. And it is where I feel like in general, maybe this is like a FIFA mandate where these soft sort of calls are going
to... MLS don't pay attention to FIFA. Get out of here.
Who's that? FIFA who?
They want us to play in the winter schedule? Man, fuck out of here. What do you want us to give you an envelope, FIFA? Full of money?
Yeah.
Say hello to Loretta Lynch. Tell Loretta Lynch and then she could tell me. My name is Don Garber.
Yeah, it's just like the Garber's like business card. It's just like the cover of Scarface.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That black and white.
Yeah. Or, you know, like the TM that he has, like with the M wraps around the T.
Mm-hmm.
It's the D and the G that way. The G like wraps around the D. And he's like, come at me. Instead of a pile of cocaine, he's Photoshop, but it's a pile of gam. Tata Martinez in the background, like, what is this again? What are you doing with all that money? Let's buy players.
Why is the commissioner a kingpin?
Yeah. Also, why am I holding a white line via a leash? This seems very dangerous.
Oh, boy.
I've always wanted to meet Michelle Pfeiffer. NYCFC versus Chicago Fire. We were back out of the skybox.
Yep. We
amongst the general population.
Exactly. I felt more at home as opposed to, you know, being up there with all that caviar.
Yeah, I miss that lobster mac and cheese, man. I was trying to figure out a way to sneak back out there. I'm not lying to you.
No, man. It was great. I got there late.
Yeah, well, that's because the trains.
Because New York City.
MTA.
What are you
going
to do?
Going your way. Unless your way is where you want to go.
But I had I was on the subway. I was on the 4 train about to get to Yankee Stadium. I was at 125th Street. Train just stopped. Some issue with one of the trains ahead of us. So no trains were going. There were a bunch of angry NYCFC fans, and we're just waiting. I was waiting there for about 20 minutes. And
before I text you with a genius idea.
Yeah, you were like, oh, go take a cab with some other fan up there. So I went upstairs. I met this guy, great guy. It's a guy named Dan.
Dan.
He took the cab up, and he was super cool dude. And that's
there,
like,
you go.
Look, even though.
Did you give him a sticker? Did you tell him
I gave him
podcast?
A sticker. I told him about the podcast.
Hey, maybe he's listening now. Dan, thank you so much for helping.
Thank you so much.
Because if not, Christian would still be on that platform waiting.
But we were, we were talking about soccer. He's a big fan of the men's national team. And the thing that's interesting is that, look, even though the soccer community, the MLS community is fairly small relative to the other sports, we're still New Yorkers.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And New Yorkers do not talk to each other.
No, we never talk.
No eye contact.
Yeah.
No talking.
When y'all come to New York and you get on the subway, just shut up. Even if you're talking amongst your friends and we know you ain't from here now. Because if you ever see two friends get on the New York City subway, they be quiet. They do their own thing. They think about how sad it is that we have to be on a smelly tin can. Going underneath the ground like a rat.
That's right. And so it was cool to, you know, to meet a new NYCFC fan.
Yeah.
And just to, because even like occasionally I'll see, this happened to me a while ago. I was in the car and I saw an NYCFC fan walking his dog. So I go, I'm like, I just yell outside the car like I'm catcalling person.
Yeah. What do you yell? Because I see people, I go, NYCFC, baby. And people are sometimes like, what is he doing?
Yeah, I forgot what I said. I was like, NYCFC or city. I was like, oh, city or something. Yeah. And he just looked at me.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
This shirt my wife bought me is really getting people to
this
yell at me.
This person's crazy.
A lot of Latinos are yelling at me when I wear this shirt.
But it was cool. We took a cab up to the game. We got there a little late because of, New York traffic.
Yeah, but you got there. You didn't get to see the first two goals that happened in rapid succession. Mm-hmm. But you gave me a stat before we started talking about this that blew my mind. Kyrie Shelton, I was there for all this. 3 assists. Yeah. Have you seen a bigger turnaround in the last 2 seasons? I mean, this has been...
Yeah, I mean, look. For the first season, he had his rookie year, he was having... He dealt with some injury.
Yeah, he started strong, a little bit of injury.
He was definitely someone I could tell Jason Christ was very positive about and really wanted him to succeed. And clearly, his pace and his play, you want to have strength and pace, you want to use this guy.
Yeah,
and now, he wasn't playing for...
But also, like, a long time where he was fit this season, he sat out.
Yeah.
He just wasn't good enough.
Exactly. And now he got to start. I think the first game of the season, he didn't start again.
I think this has been his either second or third start.
Yeah, so this...
We should be fact-checking this.
But this is great. I mean, obviously, he's really coming into his own, finding a role on...
Not only aggressive, but helping. He's very efficient on the pitch, which is shocking because he hasn't been that at all. He was a black hole, right? You would send him the ball, and then it would just disappear. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think he's embracing a more of an assisting role.
He's on the wing. That's what he's supposed to do.
But I think he was initially sort of touted as like this dude is like a David Akam.
Cut in, help, fast, and just really get in there. Yeah.
And I think he can be, he's sort of becoming this double threat where he can get some goals, but he can also, get the ball to obviously the prolific goal scorers that we have
right
on the squad.
And you know what, without having Lampard right now on that team gives him a chance to really shine because he's now that additional height and he's someone that can hold onto the ball and something that we haven't seen out of him. And you know, Jack Harrison, number 2 on the 24, under 24. He's on the bench now because Kyrie's playing so well, which is what you want. You want that competition, especially when they're young. You want them to overcome something. And this is a chance for both of them to even become even better. And look at what Kyrie's doing. Really exciting. I mean, obviously, NYCFC won 4-1, 3 goals from, I'm sorry, 3 assists from Kyrie. Amazing Mendoza golazo, from the top of the box. Test the keeper from the top of the box. I yell far post and test the keeper from the top of the box over and over and over again. People think I'm out of my mind. We finally have done it in one game, in one match. Villa with a brace. Incredible. And NYCFC tied for first.
That's right. Well, they're technically third based on goal differential.
Goal differential, sure. But on points. Even though Toronto has a game in hand.
That's right. But this is...
I wonder why our goal differential is so bad. I wonder if anyone remembers.
Nobody does.
No.
Nobody
Let's move does. On.
It couldn't have been a 7-0 loss to somebody.
Are we talking about American football? Why, who scored a touchdown at Yankee Stadium? Must be the Pinstripe Bowl. Listen, FC Toronto FC, who has a game in hand, a draw against the Union. Alejandro Bedoya he dug in that Doritos and he pulled out the biggest chip you have.
That was pretty beautiful.
Beautiful.
There was a, Bedoya is not the guy that you sort of expect that from. He's sort of meant to be
a facilitator. He's not a goal scorer.
Sort of a very strong defensive presence, defensive midfielder. He had his chance.
Well, as disrespectful as he is on Twitter to people who come at him, that's how disrespectful he was to that keeper. I mean, he literally just grazed it right over his head.
Yeah.
And the keeper was like, come on, play. You just do that to me. He didn't even turn around. He was like, come on, son.
That was
my family's watching.
Especially for your first goal. Like, it really seemed like a guy who was confident and didn't feel the pressure of, I'm the new signing. I have to score.
Yeah.
Otherwise people are going to criticize me. He was like, I'll just tap it over and see what happens.
I know y'all pay me for this, but let me go over here and do this. It's like the guy you hire for IT who's like, I'll fix your air conditioning. And you're like, wow, it's so much better in here now. That's exactly what he did. He was just like, hey, I'm so far up. Let me see what I can do with the ball up here.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been huge for Toronto to win that game.
They needed it.
He really needed it.
And if you're Jose Altidore, you're still screaming. I don't know what he said. Somebody posted on Twitter. It's like, I'm good at reading lips. He said, good match, because he got a yellow for cursing at the official.
Yeah, there was a, you know, the score's 1-1, and there was a moment, right? I mean, in extra time, which, look, it would have been tough for the ref to even make that call.
Yeah, it would have been tough. And I think he got the call right. I think a no call was the right call.
Well, he called a foul on Altidore.
On Josie, which is right.
Yeah, I don't know.
He kicks Sapong first, and he kicked him so hard that he tripped. One thing I noticed about Josie Altidore is he's wearing Terminators. Do you know what Terminators are?
No, I don't.
Terminators, you do know if I showed you a photo of them. We're using the computer to record. But they're the old school Adidas, all black with the three white stripes. The base is white, and the ends of the studs are black. That's like the old school English. Okay. Like, this is like, that's like soccer. Like, oh, this dude's wearing Terminators. Oh, he's just here to play the game. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing fancy about this dude. He's here to play. Dude, he's wearing Terminators. And I saw that and I was like, hi, Josie. Yo, Josie's here to be like, nah, man, I'm here to bag goals. I don't need your sponsorship. I don't need those little boots that have like the sock at the top. I don't need your Adi Zeros or your this or your that. Mine don't have to look like wine. You don't need to make it look like beer. You don't need to make it look like rice pilaf, homie. Here, just give me them Terminators. I'm going to put them joints on and watch what I can do. Good on you, Josie.
I want to see Josie play and just run DMC shell toes.
Yo, he just pulls out some shell toes with some screws in the bottom. Like, those are my studs, dog. Watch out, Sapong. The man goes getting drilled.
I don't know. I kind of thought it probably should have been. I think it could have gone either way, honestly.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think in the end, the call was right.
Yeah.
But Josie had a chance. I mean, he hit the post.
He hit the post, yeah.
You know, look, and again, Sheru coming in, making a big difference. I've said his name a bunch of times. The other guy, Babuli. Cut that hair. You look like an idiot. But he seems to be pretty. I think he actually did cut the hair. But he seems to be a bit more direct. I mean, Toronto stacked. You know, again, we've talked about this. And you know what? We're actually going to have an interview coming up at the end of the week with someone about the Philadelphia Union. We have Marissa Pillon, which is going to be kind of exciting.
That's right.
But, you know, who do you think is going to end up in first place in the East?
I think. That's a good question. I think Toronto. They have that extra game in hand. I think they have the best shot.
I think NYCFC is going to pull it off, and it's a good thing we have a bye because we have 2 weeks. NYCFC has 2 weeks where they're not playing, right?
Yeah.
The next match is going to be October 16th.
But they do have one friendly.
Yeah,
that week.
But they decided we're not in CONCACAF Champions League. We don't have to fly in the middle of it. What are we doing? Why are they adding a friendly in the middle of Mexico?
It seems like a very strange time to have a friendly.
I mean, I know maybe you want to keep everyone warm, but you know how old our guys are. Let them relax.
Yeah. I mean,
Pirlo's like, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. Let them play like 45 seconds and just immediately sub them off.
The whole, we have 11 subs. You guys still three. God, so that, I mean, MLS, super exciting. Tata Martinez, he's in the league. Oh, God, I hope someone hires Sam Allardyce.
That
would make me so happy.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
Hey guys, Christian here from the Cooligans. I just want to let you know about Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes amazing underwear. They make better underwear than what you're currently wearing right now. What you're wearing right now has holes in it. It's probably terrible. It smells awful. But Mack Weldon, they make great undershirts. They make underwear. I play soccer in a Sunday league. And I wore my underwear just the other day. And I played two games, both 60 minutes apiece. You know, I got one goal, one assist. In both games total, right? So I really busted my ass out there, right? I gave it all for the team. And you know what? My underwear held up. It felt great. It was comfortable. And you know what? At the end of the game, right? After I'm throwing my underwear in the hamper, right? It didn't gross out my hamper, my home. It still smelled great. They have underwear that's made out of these magic fibers that don't pick up any scent whatsoever. They are lovely. So make sure you go to MackWeldon.com and go support the Cooligans. Just use the promo code Cooligans whenever you buy anything at MackWeldon.com, and you'll be helping out the show. You'll be helping out yourself because you can throw away your disgusting underwear. So go to MackWeldon.com and pick up some underwear today.
Yeah, baby.
We're back, everybody.
Oh, man. Big old segment about MLS, but we got to talk to you a little bit about EPL as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have to, but we want to.
Yeah. I mean, also, yeah, we're not, none of us are forced to do anything. Like, no. You're not forced to listen to this. We're not forced to continue to do
it. Oh, no, you're forced to listen to this. In fact, you're also forced to tell your friends about us.
Yeah, that's right.
All your soccer-loving friends should know who the Cooligans are and be avid listeners. That would be wonderful. And you know, leave a couple star reviews.
And speaking of avid listeners, I just want to say a huge shout out to Ty Yoder.
Yeah, Ty Yoder, baby.
Great dude. He's a Columbus Crew fan from Ohio. He happened to be in New York. He came out to the Hoboken Comedy Festival that I was performing, and it was a really, really great show. He came with his wife, Sarah. So cool. I had a nice conversation with them. Great people. His wife, not a huge soccer fan, but he is. So
she's like, "Who are you again?"
She still needs some convincing on the whole soccer thing, but we'll get her.
Did you apologize to her for bombing in front of both of them? Or?
No, I did well.
I'm sure you did.
Alexis.
Come on. He's a beast, this guy over here, Polanco. He's a monster.
It was fun. But you know what? That did creep, like, cross my mind. I'm like, right? What if I just bomb in
that
front of...
to me every time someone's like, hey, someone was like, I heard you on the Ari Shaffir podcast, man. And I saw on Twitter that you're at the show, so I came. And I'm like... great. And watch me go up.
Yeah.
Just nothing but crickets.
Because there's something about, like, if you're performing for people you don't know and you don't do well, you're like, well, whatever. I'm never going to see these people again. But this is like, oh, like, hey, I like a thing you do. I'm going to go see you. And then it's like, and then you fail in front of them. They're like, why did I do that? Yeah, I shouldn't have gone to see you.
You know what? I no longer like that thing you do. We're done. We're not
but
listening.
it was great. So thank you so much, Ty, for coming out to the show, man.
Absolutely.
That was awesome.
And for the bottle opener. That's
the bottle.
Good.
Yeah,
of
he's
course.
Great dude.
Great guy. Big fan. Again, all the rest of the fans listening, step your game up. Homie is traveling halfway across the country, watching us perform. He's sending us bottle openers. What are you guys doing? A whole lot of nothing. The least you can do is leave us a 5-star review. You know who's doing more than he should? Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Actually, now he's not doing anything.
but he's not doing anything because he was doing too much.
He was doing too much.
You know when somebody's...
Too much sauce.
You know what? You know when you just got to tell somebody, like, dude, you're doing too much right now.
Homie, you're being real extra. You're doing too much.
He's being very, very extra. So Sam Allardyce, the national team manager for England, who just got the job.
Two months ago. One match.
Done.
Done.
He has offered his resignation. Oh, sort of forced resignation.
Yeah, they were like, well, I'm glad you're offering because we were just about to ask you for it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, that's it's exactly one what of happened. Those.
So, there has been some controversy. He was caught on video. Just really
in a sting, essentially, because this was all made up.
Yeah. So I haven't even seen this video yet, but I know that he basically got caught on film. Speaking negatively about the FA rules.
I mean, not even that. He was saying that there's ways around, you know, the third party ownership, and, you know, he was willing to take money as like a fake consulting. You know, these are big deals. You know, he was being bought.
Yes. So when it comes to transfer rules and the way it works in England, it is. Pretty confusing. I don't know exactly how it works, but he basically was involved in implying that he was involved in some sort of collusion.
Right. And also he was saying that, like, you know, oh, a lot of managers take money for, you know, transferring players.
Yeah. And at this point, like, you were managing the Premier League. You're managing the English national team. How much money do you need?
Well, see this. Yeah, no, damn, son.
Like,
how big of an extension on that house do you need,
like,
bro?
Look, I understand maybe a player, you know, you have a limited time, you know, to be able to play the game.
Sure, yeah.
You have to get those contracts when
short
you, when you need
life.
Them.
Absolutely.
But you're a manager. You're an overweight dude. They're paying you for your mind.
Yeah.
What, like, you any money you're making for literally, I mean, not doing anything, but you're doing very little.
Yeah, you ain't doing a goddamn thing.
So take the money that you're offered. It's a lot of money.
Right. I think this video happened before.
Yeah.
So this was just like, if you're the Telegraph, you're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, this is, yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah. First of all,
they started the video and he was like, not even Sunderland's manager. He was like, man, it's just some guy, Sam Allardyce. But now it's like, oh my God, he's the head of the
English FA. But you can't even be involved, especially look, if you're going to be the national team manager, you have to be an example.
Sure. No, I understand. But I mean, if you're the Telegraph, you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Let's just ruin this guy's life.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I mean, look, you have to report the truth. And if that all of a sudden makes us a really cool newspaper and everybody clicks on our links.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, they got him. And apparently he's not the only one. This is going to be big.
Okay.
This is gonna be big. Like, I can't wait to watch everything burn to the ground.
Premier League just toppling down.
No, you know, the funny thing is like, this isn't gonna stop goals from being scored. This isn't gonna stop people from watching. But like, just the background, just to watch everyone go down with the ship. Oh my God, this is why I love soccer. No matter what happens, there is excitement. This shit don't happen in the NFL.
Yeah, well,
Belichick is out there breaking every rule possible. Nothing's happening. There's no investigations. Look at this. This is like a soap opera that they play soccer sometimes. But
this is why FIFA is exciting, and FIFA is like no other sort of organization on earth.
Yeah. Even though this doesn't even involve FIFA, somehow it will.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but just we're sort of familiar with the corruption that comes with being involved with FIFA.
Absolutely.
Par
for the course.
Yeah. So this is. It's weird because for whatever reason, when it comes to other leagues, if we sort of heard about corruption, I think it would deter people from kind of watching.
Yeah,
but not with soccer. Soccer is like no whatever. I'd like they sort it's sort of. Oh, this is it's expected that this is how it works. But like, look, but we're during those 90 minutes, like none of that matters.
Right. Yeah. No, this is exciting. This is adding spice to the gumbo. This is just perfect. I can't wrap my hands around how much better this could have been than this. And look, if you're an English national team fan, you're kind of probably excited because also,
how many English national team fans are there really? Even the English hate
that's true. They're just there to fight the Russians. That's all. But I mean, you know, speaking of friends who were not happy about this, this hire. I mean, this is it. Also, for us who are men's national team here in the U.S. fans, Jurgen Klinsmann's name was tossed around.
Yeah.
Homie's getting texts like, you up? He's getting them FA texts like, yeah, yo, Klinsy. You up?
Yeah.
Dog, remember that amount of money we was talking about before? Let's double that joint.
Also, a lot of people on Twitter immediately after Allardyce's resignation, they're, you know, there's like the hashtag, you know, England for Bob Bradley.
Yeah, Bob Bradley's still getting named.
and that would be, what news would that be? How exciting.
Huge.
Having an American manage the English national team, which is what they need.
Which is what they need. They need a real American hero.
Yeah.
They need G.I. Bradley.
Yeah, I think the English are afraid of hiring a manager from one of their colonies, you know,
former colonies.
Their ego won't allow them, man.
Right. It's like a family you left, you know, and then the kid becomes like your manager. You're like, God damn it.
Sure. It's like, did you ever see the movie Gattaca with, Gattaca's a great movie.
I remember playing that arcade game
with Ethan Hawke.
That's Galactica. Yeah, okay.
Wow. But in Gattaca, that's sort of the same thing where all these, the children are genetically engineered, but then a family had one kid who was just a natural kid. Yeah. But because of the kids were genetically engineered, they were either stronger or faster. They had better ability.
Right.
And it's a story about this kid, like who couldn't keep up with his brother who was genetically engineered.
Right.
And then he finally like made it. And his dad was like, oh my, like he couldn't believe, he was just blown away that his
movie review time on the cool again.
Yeah, but it was interesting, but it's a very similar aspect.
Similar, sure. Yeah, I feel like you forced that in.
It's a good movie. Gattaca,
everybody. Great. Terrible name.
Uma Thurman, Ethan Hawke.
Ugh. All right. look, do you think Sam Allardyce gets a job with the club? After this, or he's done, right?
No, I don't think
he's going to be on BN Sport.
Look, Premier League teams need managers. There's going to be a firing within the next like 4 weeks, I bet, somewhere.
Listen, if you're Tata Martino, you jumped too quick at Atlanta United. Who knew? Who knew that this national team?
Maybe.
And he probably would have been perfect for them. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
Quick, tell Tata Martino about Tamergam. I bet you he moves on to the
Premier League clubs. They're desperate for success and not being relegated. And
they're not picking up Sam. Sam is done. You can't bring him back in here.
Not immediately.
Done. He's done. He'll be done forever. You can't. The guy said he was taking money. He's done.
They don't care.
You don't bring your kid to the Michael Jackson day camp for kids, for boys, really? With no gag reflexes. It's a very specific day camp. You don't do that. You don't hire Sam Allardyce.
I mean, it has pretty good Yelp reviews.
I'm sure. They're all like, MJ1, MJ2. Everything's fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Those boys don't have gag reflexes. I'm excited because, you know, Arsenal beat Chelsea.
They did.
Which was a big match. This was a big thing for Arsenal.
Yeah, Arsenal, obviously another, you know, a London derby, right?
Yeah.
And Arsenal, they won 3-0. I really did not expect them to
win. Yeah. Especially against Conte. Conte, you know, which is very strong defensively. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we beat Chelsea in their house since 2011.
We have to distinguish when we're talking about N'Golo Conte and Antonio Conte.
Yeah.
Because there's two Contes.
Gaffer Conte.
Gaffer Conte. Yeah.
And why did you sign with Chelsea Conte? Those would be the two.
Yeah, that's a very good way to distinguish them.
You would have failed no matter if you stayed home or what. But again, Arsenal didn't put a bid in. He would have been perfect for the club. Whatever. But yeah, I mean, look, if you're playing with Alexis up front, I don't understand this. I mean, Perez is here. You know, let's get Xhaka, Perez, and Mustafi on the pitch at the same time so they can all build, you know, some type of chemistry. But while I'm saying that, I'm really happy about the 3-0 win, and I'm really excited and beating Chelsea and Cesc Fabregas in his face, son, in his house. Son, we beat you in your own house, all right?
You really don't. It seems like Arsenal fans don't really let go of, you know, when Arsenal players... you know, leave.
Samir Nasri, done. Sanya, done.
Dead to me.
Dead to me, son. I don't even remember your name. Cesc Fabregas, done. RVP, I hope you burn and die. I hope you're the next one that the Telegraph, you know, has a video on because you're all done to me. But Arsenal looking strong. Alexis Sanchez looking great again. Yeah, Mesut Ozil. Beautiful, weird, chippy goal kind of a thing.
Arsenal is fascinating in... week to week, it's like sometimes they're like, wow. I mean, they're the next Barcelona.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's like they can't do anything. You know,
you had a chance to be a fan you don't get to say that.
It's very puzzling.
It is. It's a very upside down. It's very week to week. And it's very.
I think what I'm surprised of is Theo Walcott. What's happening after such a poor season last year
and a poor beginning of a season? Really, I mean, he wasn't. You know, again, I'm happy with him gone. I thought he was going to move on to West Ham. It seemed like the perfect club for him to move on to. You know, I don't know. Maybe Wilshire bullying him, and now that Wilshire's gone, he seems to be better. I don't know.
I mean, he seems more confident on the ball, and it's like. You know, he's there for his pace. And
I mean, his pace has slipped now.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he seems faster this year than last year. That's maybe he was dealing with some.
He seems like all around healthier, all around more confident, you know, and he clearly has a position in this club. And, you know, the spot is his to lose. I'm a little worried about the lack of inclusion of some of the new signings, not bringing them all together. And what does that mean moving forward? Is this the way the club looks? Where Alexis is up front? Well, Wenger, you said that, you know, Arsene Wenger said that, you know, Giroud was the best striker in the league. Well, I mean, then why isn't he starting? You know what I'm saying? So what's happening? You know, what is going to happen? What's the club going to look like moving forward?
They're figuring it out, but they're on a 4-game winning streak. They're doing pretty well.
4 wins in the league. I'm excited about that. If they continue to win, go for it.
Yeah.
You know, then continue to figure it out while you're winning.
Also, another big game, Manchester United against the champions, Leicester City.
Yeah. Oh, they did not look like champions.
They really did not. And Leicester City really, you know, at the beginning of the season, I thought, oh, you know, they'll sort of relive some of that form that they had last year. But they do not. They look like the team that just got promoted.
Next year, they're going to be driving a bunch of I-8s right into the championship. That's all they're doing. Right against, you're going to be playing against Sheffield Wednesday and Leeds, okay? You're not going to stay in the Premier League playing this way.
I think they might be the first team to, I don't know if this happened before, they might to win the Champions League and also be relegated. Is that possible?
I think Chelsea almost did it last year, so I think we're going to see the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy.
I'm sure they'll make a comeback. They have a lot of talent. You know, Schmeichel, as you mentioned, hasn't been really playing.
Yeah,
and that Demirari, I don't know how to pronounce his first name. Demirari instead of Ferrari Gray. I mean, what a monster!
Amazing goal. I mean, he seemed like the only one on the pitch that on Leicester that had any real opportunity to score and really wanted to score and was trying to be creative. But you know, a big sign from Claudio Ranieri benching Jamie Vardy and Riyad Mahrez after the first half. They gave up 3 goals in the first half. He was like, this is not going to work.
This ain't happening anymore.
So I know a big sign to your two biggest players and you're benching them for, you know, a lack of effort.
Yeah.
So that was kind of interesting to see because I mean, at that point, you're basically giving up the belief that you're going to win the game.
Yeah. But also see what the other guys can do. And, you know, it sends a sign to the club. Like, I know that these are the two best players we've had. They won us a championship, but you don't get a free pass.
Yeah.
You don't get to come and go as you please. And I don't know what the story is there. You know, maybe they showed up late or something, or maybe they've been partying too much. I honestly don't know. What I do know is they're not playing up to snuff. You know, this isn't the Mahrez and Vardy of last season. And a big part of it is probably N'Golo Kante, you know, not being there.
Well, I mean, they didn't get benched because Kante's not there.
Yeah, it's their fault. We told you to keep him there.
But it is interesting because when I think of the Premier League and like the popularity of some of the clubs, you know, it really says a lot. It's very difficult to, if you're not a big club, to keep your players. Cause I think the players themselves get very attached to the brand.
Yeah. You're right.
And it's like, oh yeah, Arsenal wants me or, you know, it really seems like they're not as, they're not the underdog, right? So they don't have anything to really prove. They got their contract, they got their money. So it seems like they're not as like giving it. They don't love Leicester specifically like they would respect some of the bigger clubs. That's my theory.
I think this goes back to, you know, Claudio Ranieri, and one of the rubs against him is that he doesn't really draw, sort of that level of respect that you would have gotten from a Sir Alex Ferguson or an Arsene Wenger or those guys where you have to, you know, you cower when he walks in the room. He's not one of those guys. And, you know, at the end of the day, this is what happens. You know, these guys won. They feel big about themselves. Let's see what happens. You bench them at the half. Let's see what happens next match. You know, let's see how this story unfolds. Because I have a feeling it's going to get very interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
How are you feeling about Everton?
Everton are, they lost to Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And a ridiculous.
Which is why I asked. Over here with my 3-0 win.
Just a ridiculous. It feels like Bournemouth is just Everton's kryptonite. I don't know why they cannot figure them out.
Stanislas pulling what he pulled against Arsenal last year.
Yeah. It's, Stanislas Baratheon from,
Baratheon,
from Game of Thrones, obviously. It's
try to summon a dragon. Still couldn't do it.
It's very odd. I feel like this is the poorest they've looked this season.
What was it? Because I didn't watch the match. Was anyone missing specifically?
They just didn't have the chemistry they normally have. You know, I think Bolasie, I think he was always like he was very imposing in the previous games, but he just wasn't really there. Nothing. I don't know. It's hard to explain because nothing was really happening. They didn't look awful.
Right.
It just looked like Bournemouth sort of just had an edge on them.
Bossed.
Yeah, you know, Bournemouth didn't look super strong offensively, but defensively, look, I guess they just I don't want to say necessarily parked the bus, but they just didn't really allow Everton to have too much room to operate. So they had them that game. So we'll get them next game at Goodison.
Yeah, I believe you will. Mm-hmm. You probably won't. But it's going to be a fun... I mean, how are you feeling about the club? You think they're going to... what did you say? You thought they would finish in the Champions League, right?
No, I said in Europa.
Europa. You think they're going to get fifth?
Yeah, they're in fifth or sixth right now.
Well, I think Arsenal's going to win the league, so...
Yeah, we say that every week.
Every week. Although, I mean, City is looking really unstoppable.
City might not... They might be the next Invincibles.
I kind of hope not. Well, I mean, you got not only De Bruyne is out, so we'll see exactly how they're going to play.
Not only might they be the next Invincibles, they may not even draw a match. That's you how think? Good they look.
Well, if they do that, I mean, there's a new term. You got to, I mean, what do you cover? We, the Invincibles, we got a golden cup to lift.
Yeah.
What do you do if they won every single match?
Platinum. What's
I mean, they'll win that cup midway through the season.
The cup should be made out of like a comet.
Like just something. Yeah, we got moon rocks. Just, we made you a cup out of moon rocks.
You are the galactic champions.
Jesus.
Of the Premier League.
God. Well, you have to win this. They have to win the Champions League if you're going to play that well in the Premier League.
Sure.
You better show up in the Champions League, bruh. Listen, why don't we do this? Why don't we come back and we'll do a little Cooligans Corner. Very quick segment because we know we've gone very long for you guys. But we'll do a little Cooligans Corner. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. Hey, everybody. This is Alexis from the Cooligans. I'm breaking in just to talk to you a little bit about Mack Weldon. I've talked about this underwear before. They're absolutely amazing. And look, they sell more than underwear. But here I'm going to tell you about this underwear because I guarantee you that the underwear that I'm talking about is better than the garbage you have at home. Okay. I know that because I have that same garbage. Now I have a pair of Mack Weldon underwear. Absolutely incredible. I was at a wedding in the woods. I don't know who got married in the woods. I don't understand why they just can't have it in a hall like everyone else with parents arguing. They decided to do it out in the middle of the woods. I danced my ass off. I must have danced for about 4 or 5 hours straight. My knees are killing me. I'm an older man now. I don't know what's happening to me. But you know what didn't bother me? The fucking underwear I was wearing. It smelled amazing when I took them off. I danced all night. I wore them to sleep. I woke up the next morning, took them off, and I was like, you know what? Let me check these one more time. I smelled them incredible. Again, gave them to my wife. You know what she said? They don't smell bad, which that's world-class level. That's gold. It's winning gold in the Olympics level for my underwear. They usually smell bad coming back from the cleaners, and they're like, we don't know what to do with these things. These things smell good on the way to the cleaners. It's incredible. It's totally different. I don't know what to say about it. They're magic. They're made out of mirror station. I don't know what they're made out of, but you guys got to go try them. Go to MackWeldon.com. If you use the code Cooligans, you're going to get 20% off. That's Cooligans. You're going to get 20% off the best damn underwear you can get. MackWeldon.com. Cooligans Corner.
Cooligans Corner.
Cha, cha, cha. Yeah, and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, that would be...
that would be awesome.
That would be nice. If,
well, it might be happening soon.
One day, just 40,000 fans.
Very
just
soon. Well, 40,000.
Excited about Cooligans Corner.
That would be, imagine. Everyone's like, wait, these people just pay tickets to hear you guys talk about the news? That's right, baby. It's
worth every penny.
Yeah, but instead of showing up to that massive stadium, why don't we just... talk about Cooligans Corner right here on this podcast.
We will do that. To begin, we were talking about the Seattle Sounders and Clint Dempsey and his issue with...
would you want him? Would you want him? Would you start him? And now it's not really much of a choice.
No, it's not really. So it's we just found out Clint Dempsey will be out for the rest of the season and possibly not, you know, his men's national team duties are also in question. So we don't know when he will be back.
Get healthy, get better, figure it out. If you cannot play and it's not the end of the world, you still have that amazing rap career.
That's right.
So I really hate it. I really hate when he raps. You know, whatever. Get healthier. Obviously, you know, it's more important to be alive than it is to try to score a couple goals. So.
Of course. Also, Bob Bradley, we were talking about him after the whole...
Also, get healthy. Stop rapping, Bob. Please, Bob. Please.
Yeah. Allardyce Gate.
I'm here to say.
after Allardyce Gate, Bradley could be a potential candidate for the men's national team, for the English men's national team. Not that far-fetched. But now he's also reportedly had met with the chairman at Swansea City.
Which is why I'm saying it's not that far-fetched.
Yeah. So he's already there.
It's just another interview.
He has to like weigh multiple job offers. Right. Who knows?
Well, he's not actually there yet. He's in Wales. But yes, I mean, he's not that far. He's a short drive away from wherever the hell the FA is located.
So this is this might be a possible, a possibility for Bob Bradley. He might end up the manager for Swansea. What do you think about that?
I think I'd be just as shocked as all of you listening right now. But I mean, look, if he's good enough, then do it, baby.
Yeah. Look, he's Is he still in France or he left that?
I don't think he's at Le Havre yet. Not anymore.
Not anymore. But he was there and he nearly got them promoted.
Yeah.
He was down to the final game of the season.
Right.
So, look, he has a lot of credibility. He knows what he's doing. He's a good manager. He managed the U.S. men's national team for a long time.
Egypt.
So he has...
The Egyptian national team, yeah.
He deserves a shot.
Yeah. It'd be very hard to have the guy that the English national team wants as their manager, as our manager, and to have our former manager be their manager. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be very difficult for me to put all that, put my arms around that whole thing. But I wish him the best.
It's an episode of General Hospital.
Could you imagine father versus son in the World Cup?
Yeah, that'd be fascinating.
Michael Bradley, I doubt he'll make the team, but Michael Bradley versus Bob Bradley. Bob Bradley wearing the three lines, the country we fought against for our independence.
He doesn't even call him dad anymore. He calls him a redcoat.
Yeah. Benedict Arnold.
How dare you?
Ugh.
How dare you betray us?
And he's just standing there going, Black Pudding's not that bad, guys. You should all try it.
That would be kind of fascinating just to have an English.
Cool to see.
To have an American, at such a high role in the the top league on earth. That would be kind of exciting.
Yeah, it would be dope.
Also in the news, in Arizona High School, their soccer team.
I feel like only good news is going to come from this.
Arizona's always been super cool. And
show us your papers, Latino.
Yeah, but it's like, why is the SS in Arizona?
German accents?
But a high school in Arizona, their soccer team refused to play another soccer team from another high school because they had two girls on their squad.
Yeah.
And obviously it's getting some backlash. And
sure. I mean, why would you not? I would be like, come on, give me a win right here. Am I right?
They
played against a couple broads.
The school of Mesa Faith Christian. They put out a comment about it, responding to all the critics, and really very fascinating quote. It says, "I know it appears to fly in the face of what everyone is wanting to promote today, and that is equality." Said
I could hear the eye rolling
because, first of all, it's an odd position to take to be against equality, right? It's at the very least, it's controversial.
Yeah,
to say it. But the name of the guy who said this, the administrative leader of Mesa Faith Christian, Dick Buckingham.
Good old Dick Buckingham.
This sounds like Dick Buckingham is the name of a character I would create in a sketch I was writing.
That's the one you write to be the dick.
This name is so ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. Nobody has this name.
Yeah. He probably thinks some things that are very antiquated and that no one agrees with. Am I right?
Yeah, the character writes itself.
Yeah, he's like an evil British person. You go, Dick Buckingham.
As soon as you say the words evil British person, I'm like, Dick Buckingham. I didn't let you finish.
Yeah.
I didn't like,
yeah, yeah.
Evil British. Dick Buckingham.
Dick Buckingham.
I know him.
Dick Buckingham.
I can envision him. Yeah, I know what he looks like.
Should we call him Richard? No. Nickname. Go right to Dick.
It hits harder. Yeah. So he also said, quote, "Yeah, it is based on a religious perspective that God created guys and girls differently.
Difference
physically, there is a strength advantage that men have over women. We want to teach our men that honor of ladies is just not in sports. We struggle how to teach that if we're allowing them to play against young ladies in a competitive game. We're the ones harmed because we're giving up a game. We think it's better to do that than give a mixed message." This is absurd.
It's so insane.
What are you teaching them exactly?
Yeah, don't even compete against women.
Yeah, they're
small brain.
Yeah, they're inferior to you. Yeah. So don't even bother competing. It's really like, what if we lose? It's a misogynistic.
I would love
view.
If the person holding the microphone during this interview was Ronda Rousey. That's what I would love. Just
they can't do what?
I'm sorry, what? I'm not. We're not what?
Just beat him with it. Like, did you ever see Ronda Rousey? There's a really funny video on YouTube of her. There's like a guy who is interviewing her, and he's like, and he's wearing like a karate gi, and he's joking around. He's like, come on, like, show me some move or whatever, like, yeah, whatever. It's not gonna be. And she's like, are you sure? Are you really sure? And he's like, yeah, whatever. Like because out of like, oh, she's a girl.
Yeah.
How much harm can she really do?
Sure.
So she did the move where she grabbed his arm and like rolled him over her and then fell on him, broke his rib. Broke his rib.
Jeez.
He's like joking around, like, oh, whatever. He's like, oh my God.
Wasn't this the rib I gave you to be alive?
Broke his rib. And so this kind of mentality of like, oh, women can't do this, or they're gonna, we can't harm them, we're too strong.
No. I would love for you to say this to Daisy Isabel Guerreros, my mother. I would love. I mean, she's not even wearing flip-flops, but all of a sudden there's a chancleta in her hand and she is teaching you a lesson.
Yeah, this is
Miss Polanco. I don't know your mom's first name.
Lucy.
Lucy Polanco.
No, my mom is very meek and small. She's like, okay. No, I'm not playing soccer against anybody.
Yeah, no. I don't want anyone to play soccer against anybody, actually. I think it's all too mean. Why can you score? Also, you look thin, let me feed you. And I'd be like, all right, I like this.
She'll
setup
feed actually. The team. Yeah, she'll do that.
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, Daisy's out there hitting people with flip-flops. Your mom is just out there going, maybe they get hungry after they get hit. You know? Who knows?
Yeah. So I mean, this looks bad, especially giving up the game. Really says a lot about the school and the mentality and how antiquated their philosophy really is. Because you're not respecting women more by not playing them.
No, it's condescending
in sports. Definitively condescending.
Which a lot of our jokes have been up to this point. But you know, in all honesty, play the game. Let these young ladies get a chance to train at the highest possible level, and if that means that they're playing on their boys' team, or maybe that team school didn't have a girls' team, let them just play. That makes zero sense.
Probably better than the other team anyway.
I know it's not a charity event that those girls are playing. Let them play against them, and if you lose, you lose. If you win, you win.
Look,
it's all training. It's making them better anyway, making everyone better.
From someone who plays in a co-ed soccer league at NYC Footy,
you're like, do not play against those girls.
They've humiliated me. They are so good. There was a girl.
I didn't know your ex-girlfriend's point.
There was a girl that was Cruyff turning me all day, and I was just like, "Yo, dog, you really got to do this to me all day? Like this is
homie, you got two. You ain't filming a highlight reel right
like
now.
Now it's becoming insulting. But they're that good, and they should. And look, in any league, and this is the reason why Pulisic is playing in the men's national team. If you're good enough. You play.
If you train hard enough and you're good enough to get in the first team, they deserve to play, whether they're boy, the girl, or they're deciding what they are. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. Play against them. You're being a little bitch out of Dick Buckingham. You're being a real Dick Buckingham is what you're doing.
Yeah, Dick. Take it easy.
A couple Dick. You know, my favorite part of that story was if you read a little further, it says that they had already played a game against a female opponent, but they didn't know until after the match. So you could just tell a girl with like a shorter haircut or maybe. She takes off her glasses and her hair falls down like in All She Is or whatever the name of that movie.
She's all that.
Yeah. Oh, there was like four movies. With the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kiss me. Plays in the background. And all of a sudden, she's just like wearing heels. I got fooled.
It's like, oh, yeah. Or just a bicycle kick in high heels.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't notice.
Well, there's a video I'd watch.
And finally, FIFA 17.
It's out.
FIFA 17 is out.
Why are you listening to us?
You should be playing the game.
I started downloading it about 4 hours ago, so I should be close to 30% at this
That's
point.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we're hearing, I mean, there's tweets all over the place that the EA servers can't handle it, and it's not even the official full launch. It's just the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the U.S., Mexico. It's just this hemisphere. Eastern.
It says a lot about, this is the popularity of this game. This game is global.
It's monster. It's massive.
And it's easy. The FIFA game is more popular than soccer itself.
EA Sports has proven that in the U.S., most of the soccer fandom has come from people who play this game.
Yeah.
So give it away for free, MLS. Listen to me. Give it away. You know what? Go to EA Sports and say, give me a version of this game that only has MLS teams on it.
Yeah.
And then give it to everyone. Give it to anyone who gets a ticket for any MLS game ever. You hand them a disc. And that disc has FIFA that only has MLS teams, I guarantee you the numbers will shoot through.
That's actually a very good idea.
Of course it is. I'm an ideas guy. I'm a marketing guy.
Yeah, yeah. I would be on board with that.
Come on, are you kidding me? Dude, it would be a huge.
We're gonna play some games. We're gonna put out some videos.
We're gonna play FIFA 17, let you guys see what it looks like in case you're not ready to buy it just yet.
Yeah, and it won't be like a review, but it'll be, you'll see the game, you'll see us playing. We're gonna do a little Cooligans Classico. Arsenal against Everton. So we'll film some of that and you can watch us playing each other.
Cool.
So it's going to be exciting. So that's it. That is it for Cooligans Corner and today's episode. Long episode, but thank you for listening. We had a really fun time.
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the
Cooligans.